Hi, I'm Ozzy. Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I believe that stories are powerful, and by sharing, we can grow together. That's why I created the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, to share the unique stories and experiences of African immigrants abroad. Each week, you'll hear topics pertaining to education, healthcare, and career choices, or just pure banter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hi guys, welcome to today's episode, and today I have Ade in the studio. Hi Ade.
How's it going?
It's going really good, actually. I must confess that I've been busy, but I've decided to...
Where have you been?
I've been really busy, and I have so many deadlines coming up. I know that's no excuse for listeners who want to listen to the latest episode of the podcast.
No, it's not.
And that's why I'm doing this, because I really, really want to let you guys know what's going on. And where have you been?
I've been dealing with school and dealing with shooting as well.
Mm-hmm. You might want to clarify what shooting on air.
Actual video shoots, so commercials, mm-hmm, and weddings. And I had a near accident.
Really?
This past weekend.
Did I know about this?
Not accident, like car accident things.
Oh, but, I remember.
Yeah, it was a scheduling mishap. Mm. I had a wedding scheduled in Knoxville, mm-hmm, which is about 2.5 hours away from here.
From Nashville, yeah.
And the client had set a date for the 15th, which was on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I get a call midday on Saturday.
We're 14th. Having a good time.
Yeah, you know, we're even
trying to make food.
You know, and they're like, oh, so are you around? Because the
bridesmaids
are ready. No, they were like, oh, that we're ready. So I was thinking maybe I had something scheduled for the day. And mm-hmm, I was like, well, not sure who this is, but I'm an hour away. You know, that's the general thing that you tell people. Because right, whenever I have a shoot in Nashville, I'm usually just an hour away.
Right.
So yeah, that happened. Long story short, I had to drive 2 hours to, that was the shortest drive I made to Knoxville.
Right.
Everything went well.
You beat all this known speed limits? You beat the record?
I drove the speed limit.
You're usually a really good driver. And I was worried that you were just going to, you know, break all the limits.
I think generally, and this is, you know, we might be going to another topic, but just like long distance driving, mm-hmm, and this is no disrespect to you, I think driving alone, mm-hmm, hold on, relax. Driving alone for me,
okay,
I tend not to feel the fact that I'm driving for hours on end. And the reason why I say that is, mm-hmm, because I don't have anxiety. Right.
Oh, I see what you mean. That happens to, mm, me too. Sometimes when I'm driving with someone else in the car,
yeah, like you,
I'm more careful, and because, yeah, of that, I'm not as engaging, really.
Right.
Yeah, I see what
and
you
then
mean.
You're not be asking, well, I mean, because I'm trying to focus on the road, but it's just like when there was a time that we drove to Fort
Wayne.
But
we all know that men, mm-hmm, listen to this carefully. Men are not good at multitasking. Women are good at multitasking. Like, men can focus on one thing and focus on that thing at a time. Right. But women will focus on 10 things.
Right. And,
you know?
And just going back to the same topic, you remember the time, I think it was the first time we drove to Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. It was like a 6-hour drive or something. Mm-hmm. And I think in hour one or something, I was really tired, or hour two. And you were like, why are you tired? I drive this thing all the time. And you don't know that the time that you drive to Fort Wayne, you're driving myself, alone, right, you know? Right. And it just feels like you don't really have any...
I just zone out.
Yeah, you're zoned out. Mm. But if someone's in the car, you can't necessarily zone out, because...
That's right.
You know, you're either trying to engage in conversation, mm-hmm, or you are, you know, just trying to be cautious because someone else is in the car.
Hmm. Something interesting. Today is actually National Better Breakfast Day. That means that people are celebrating eating healthier. You know, they're promoting that. In the past, I have skipped breakfast for several reasons, like probably don't want to lose weight, or probably running out of time, mm-hmm, or I just didn't make preparations for breakfast. And would you like to share what your favorite breakfast meal is? Like, what is your ideal breakfast?
Yam and egg sauce.
Yam and egg sauce, for sure. Yeah.
Bread and akara.
Unfortunately, like, yam in the abroad is really expensive. Like,
yes, in the abroad.
Oh my goodness. Like, I went to a Nigeria. These people milk us dry. And I understand that it's probably difficult to get the yam over here. But I picked up this skinny little thing. And then when I'm talking about yam, I'm talking about, like, not the potato now. I'm talking about the tuber.
Yeah. Actually, not me.
Yeah. Because when I call yam, they say, sweet potato. Not that one. Yeah. It's super expensive.
I think just the process of trying to replicate eating
I think it's a waste of time.
However, there are some places that, you know, this is particularly like with eating out. There are some places, like in that place in Chicago, the Nigerian Kitchen?
I think it was called Nigerian Kitchen.
Yeah. That place was.
We didn't have Yaman XLs there though.
No, but like just like in terms of like regular Nigerian food, like your pounded yam and things.
Yeah. One thing I noticed is that in Nigeria, for instance, breakfast is a heavy meal. It's not like here where you have like an omelet and then you're out with a cup of tea, you know?
And toast.
In Nigeria, it's a little different. So why do you think that is? Do you think that we're more active over there, or we do things that require us to have a heavier breakfast? I don't know.
I guess it's just really our palate. I mean, that's not to say that people don't eat
as much
or eat like light food. You know, the bread and eggs are still there, but the egg is, you know, they have to make it in a sauce. You know, it always has to. We don't eat a lot of bland food. I'll put it that way.
Right.
It has to have spice in some way.
Right. Well, I mean, my perfect breakfast, to be honest, is bread and tea. The Niger style. I'm so simple, disgusting. It's so easy. Like, and when I talk about tea, I'm not talking about tea bags. I'm talking about hot chocolate. That's what we call tea.
That's what you call tea. Well,
I don't know where you, like, seriously, like, okay, we should do a poll. Like, when you talk about tea in Nigeria, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, well, anyway.
I mean, that's what you think it is, but that's what the vast majority knows it as, what, you know, what tea is. And it's hot chocolate and tea. White bread. You dip the bread inside.
Disgusting.
I haven't done that in a while. I'll do it today to be upset. Yeah, guys. And so, happy National Breakfast Day. Please have breakfast. You're not losing weight by skipping meals. You're not saving time, actually. Your brain needs that boost of energy to function properly. And so don't miss out on breakfast. Something exciting is happening. In fact, like, our next couple of weeks are going to be really exciting. But one of the things that is happening is that I'm going back to Dallas for a live podcast event. And I'm inviting everyone out there. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is coming to you October 19 from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's myself, the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, and Dr. Ruthie from the Pretty in Pink podcast. We're having a networking event. We're having a night of fun, you guys. We're going to have raffle drawers. You get a chance to actually talk about your own experience on the podcast. And so it's a really exciting time. I really wish that every one of you out there could come out. And best of all, it's a networking event. And so you're going to meet other like-minded people, and you're going to form these really amazing communities. And I feel like it's something that everyone should take advantage of. I'm actually giving out a couple tickets, and we'll be looking at my Instagram page to see who's participating in the competition. They have a little competition going on there. You just have to tag someone that you like to come to the event with. You stand a chance of winning a free ticket to the live podcast.
When's the event again?
It's October 19, 2019.
Okay.
It's a unique date, isn't it? October 19, 2019. It's a Saturday evening. Go ahead and set that date aside. What are you doing on a Saturday evening in Dallas? You want to be part of this. And so one of the things that we're having also at the event, speaking about food, is we're having authentic Nigerian cuisine. Oof. Yes. We're having jollof fries. We're having meat pie. We're having suya. You guys, it's going to be, and one of the things, it's an exclusive event. We have a set number of people that we want, because we really want people to have an amazing time.
So it's intimate.
It's really intimate. We have a set number of people that we're preparing for, and we have like stuff. We have sponsors. It's going to be amazing, and you don't want to miss out on this. One of the things I would definitely say is that we're going to have cameras rolling, and so go ahead and, you know, dress appropriately, because you're going to be on air.
Okay,
so cool. I'm pretty excited about that. Like, Dr. Ruthie and I have been planning this for months, and we're really excited to be bringing this to Dallas. The reason why we're starting with Dallas, our plan is actually to take this to several cities, but we're starting with Dallas because that's where Dr. Ruthie is based. And we're talking about really exciting things like love, sex, and relationships. So you guys, make it a day. I'm really looking forward to connecting with each and every one of you. So back to our next couple of weeks, guys. We're going to be having a special podcast from a unique location in a couple of weeks, and I'd like you guys to look out for that. In fact, we might even have several of those episodes. What do you think?
We could maybe add some videos.
We never know. So we're planning something big aside the live podcast event in Dallas. Listen in for more episodes from our secret location.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we go, so just something that, you know, popped up in my head yesterday as we were driving to work, was that I was telling you about an experience I had growing up, right? And I was telling you that my parents actually moved to Enugu, Nigeria from the US. So my parents were, you know, my dad was schooling, getting his doctorate in America, and he graduated. You know, he moved everything that he had at the time to Enugu. And that's the first place that they, you know, they moved to. And I was still telling you that we still have stuff in barrels in Enugu. Like, we still have our, like, plates that we never used, toys that, you know, all the stuff that my sisters, you know, were, because my sisters were born at the time. And then I started thinking about our first, I told you about our first couch, remember?
Right.
And I told you that couch actually came from
the US. I remember that couch, actually.
Yeah.
The green couch?
No, not that green couch. Actually, there was a brown couch.
Okay.
The brown couch was actually the couch that I met, you know, the whole time, my childhood, everything. We only got the green couch when we moved to Ogun State.
Okay.
But the more I thought about the couch that I grew up with, I then thought about the fact that now we have a couch in our house presently, which looks exactly like that couch. I mean, the style is a little different, but the color is the same, you know? And then I started thinking again, like, okay, wait, how about the curtains in our house right now? And like, okay, the curtains in our house when I was growing up were the same color. And you know what struck me?
Mm.
It seems like, and I may be wrong, but
you are replicating your house here. That's what you're doing.
It seems like I'm subconsciously taking elements from my childhood and putting them into a present day life.
Mm.
So I walk into our bedroom and I was like, something here reminds me of my childhood. The curtains are orange. And I grew up in a room with orange curtains. You know, I thought about the bed, I'm not going to tell you what color of bed sheet, that's a little too much. But what I'm trying to say is, when people say that we are a product of our past, the experiences that we've had, you know, even though we don't even know how those things affect us. So when I go to the grocery store to buy curtains, for instance, I'm reaching out for colors that are familiar, that I feel safe with.
Right.
And so I'm reaching out for orange because I feel like, oh, that's, you know, I grew up with orange. And I'm not thinking about that at the moment. But right now I'm looking around my house and I'm like, oh my goodness, some of these things, some of these elements
actually
are from my childhood. Yeah. Like, I'm buying bedspreads that are the same color as I grew up in, you know? I'm buying a couch, or I'm thinking about buying all these things, but they're like replicas of our comfort zone. And that's interesting. That's something I just wanted to share with you guys, because when I realized that, I was like mind blown. I was like, oh my goodness, this
I think what we need to do in our next move is have me make all the buying decisions. Okay.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Wow. I'm sorry, I don't. I think that we should both decide. I probably will give you like your like game room or something. You can decide what goes in there, because I'm not really sure. Like, the house you pointed out to me that you liked, I don't know that I can live in a house without curtains. The house you pointed out to me at one point was all glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, how can you live in a house with glass? Like, I need my privacy.
I mean, well, it could be. I don't know.
I don't even want to think that people can see me. Okay. Like, because, like, I like to walk around the house in a certain way. And
way. What is in a certain way?
And I don't want to have to think about the fact that someone from where could be with a, you know, what do you call those things?
Binoculars.
Like, someone could be with that in a hotel room and I find myself on Instablog Niger or on Shade Room. You know, like, they do that these days. And so I'm not a celebrity to that extent, but I just feel like that's a possibility. Yeah. So you guys, remember, two things are happening in the future. We have a live podcast in Dallas, Texas. If you want to be part of that podcast, if you want to win a free ticket to that event,
I think that would be really exciting. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Go on my Instagram page, African Princess in America, and just tag someone you would like to come to the event with. We have really exciting prizes that we're going to be giving out at that event. We're going to be recording the next couple of episodes from a secret location.
Secret.
And we're excited to share that experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be making videos. We'll be making lots of episodes just to share that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, guys. I'm excited to head to work right now. We're making a quick podcast episode early in the morning, and we're about to start our day. I do wish you guys an amazing day and have a great rest of the week. And remember, if you have friends in the Dallas area, go ahead and tell them about this event, because it's going to be lit. All right, babe. Thank you so much for joining me on this one.
Cool.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye.
Goodbye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.